One of the country's most notorious child killers has been put back behind bars for at least 6 years for assault and sexual violation. Beni Hairewa served 12 years in prison for killing his stepson, that was 4-year-old James Whakauru, in Hawke's Bay back in 1999. The parole board had grave fears about his risk of reoffending, but he walked free in 2010 after serving his full sentence. He was back before the court today for a string of violent offences, but as Katie Doyle reports, he could be freed again after escaping an indefinite jail term.
Beni Hairewa is one of the country's most well-known child killers. In 1999, he pleaded guilty to manslaughter after his stepson, James Whakauru, died from extensive internal injuries, including a ruptured intestine. It was a crime that shocked the country, in the words of Justice Powell, a horrific offence. And the court heard Hairewa has not forgotten the violence he inflicted on the little boy.
Police noted when they visited the property that there was significant damage to most walls, including holes, carvings and writing on those walls. While you were living at this home with the primary victim, you would carve into the walls and doors messages about being a child killer.
The court heard how between 2015 and 2017, Hairewa had slapped and smacked a child's head and threw a can at them on their birthday. He also threatened his partner with a tomahawk and wrapped an extension cord around her neck.
The physical violence against the primary victim included threats to kill her while she was pregnant with your child and frequent punching of her in the head and face, causing black eyes and bruising. These assaults appear to have been driven by your jealousy of her talking to other males. This included, on one occasion, punching her in the face in the car as you were driving to one of the children's basketball games. You did this because the primary victim had been communicating with the coach.
Crown Prosecutor Sam Teppett said he accepted Hairewa himself had a violent and traumatic childhood.
Here we have a childhood which may evoke feelings of sympathy, and I accept to a certain extent that a gang background lead to a view that women or children are subservient, but in my submission it would be absurd to prevent or permit gang members discount for serious violent and sexual offences.
He said the defendant's high risk of reoffending, outlined in a number of psychological reports, meant he was eligible for preventive detention. But Hairewa's lawyer, Jenny Very, disagreed and argued for a finite sentence. She said Hairewa's offending had become less serious over time, but acknowledged he would have to work on his anger for the rest of his life. After hearing submissions, Justice Powell decided he was not eligible for preventive detention. But he said the offending was serious, and Hairewa had made the victims feel powerless and fearful.
The primary purposes of sentencing in this case are to hold you accountable for the harm that you've done to all of the victims, to promote in you a sense of responsibility for and acknowledgement of that harm, and to deter you and others from committing similar types of offences.
Hairewa was jailed for 9 years with a minimum parole period of 6 years for 11 charges of violence and sexual violence between 2015 and 2017. He is due to come before the parole board in 2025. For Checkpoint, Katie Doyle.